is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Pentagon says the military will begin removing transgender troops from service within 30 days unless they obtain a waiver on a case-by-case basis. It orders the military to identify transgender service members by March 26th and then separate or remove those who don't obtain the waivers by June 25. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson is reviewing that order.
It basically says that individuals who are transgender should not be serving in the military, and that absent extraordinary operational necessity, the military services will not allow such individuals to serve.
The directive became public as part of a court filing in a case challenging President Trump's order aimed at barring military service by transgender personnel. Federal government agencies have been given about 2.5 weeks to submit their plans for making large cuts in their workforces.
It's a very tight time frame when you consider that most of these cabinet secretaries have only been on the job a couple of weeks themselves. They're still getting to know their agencies. Then they're going to have a proposed 30 days to plan for the cuts. And then by law, they have to give employees 30 to 60 days notice of the reduction in force.
CBS's Nancy Curtis reporting. The Texas measles outbreak has claimed the life of an unvaccinated child in Lubbock, the first U.S. measles death since 2015. CBS's Omar Villafranca is there.
Health officials here are saying the best way for people to prevent the spread of this is to get their measles vaccine. If I had the measles and you were across from me and you were not vaccinated or didn't have any immunity, 9 out of 10 times you would get sick with the measles.
There are 124 confirmed cases of measles in Texas. There appears to be a great deal of medical misinformation on social media, as CBS News correspondent Michael Wallace reports.
The global study led by the University of Sydney analyzed 1,000 posts about controversial medical screenings like full-body MRI scans and blood tests for testosterone levels. The researchers found most of the social media posts did not refer to any scientific evidence and made no mention of the potential harm of unnecessary diagnoses. The study concluded social media is an open sewer of medical misinformation.
Panama's vice foreign minister tells CBS News that his country is now dealing with a reverse migration problem as asylum seekers deterred by the new border crackdown give up trying to get into the United States and are heading south. In Europe, sales of new Tesla automobiles have fallen by half, and that's believed tied to anti-Elon Musk sentiment. A sharp decline in sales comes as anti-Musk ads appear in the UK and other countries. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core Ultra processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. We ask that you kindly not be that guy, and instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone from their top brands in any condition on any unlimited plan for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 with Galaxy AI.
With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Jeff Bezos, owner of the Washington Post, is ordering that diverse viewpoints be eliminated from the paper's op-ed pages.
For decades, the Post has published a wide variety of viewpoints. But in an email to employees, Jeff Bezos said, in effect, those days are over. He says the opinion section will now push personal liberties and free markets, and opinions contrary to those of the paper will not be published. In his email, Bezos said there's no longer a need for the Post to have a, quote, broad-based opinion section because there are so many diverse opinions online. The paper's editor in charge of the section, David Shipley, reportedly tried to persuade Bezos to reconsider but was unable to do so and resigned. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Officials in Arizona are working with the Federal Aviation Administration to investigate 3 skydiving deaths in 2 months. They occurred near Skydive, Arizona. Foul play is not suspected. The FAA probes every skydiving mishap reported to it. Michael Toscano, CBS.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few showers out there in the overnight. Otherwise, some patchy fog and plenty of clouds as well. A west breeze and lows in the lower 30s. On Thursday, partly sunny skies, gusty northwest winds. Afternoon highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy Thursday night. Currently 35 degrees.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. And every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
car. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Kiss me, but her heart was full of lies, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me, and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart, poor little fool.
Your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Started out with nothing, and you found it, you're a sorry man. 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
know where I stand. And then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
long as there are stars above you. You never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns and bugs and explode into space. Like a true nature's child, we were born. We can climb so high, I never wanna die.
gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as any special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it.
Return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
if there'll come a time
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Michael Toscano. The Supreme Court heard arguments in the case of a woman who claims she was a victim of discrimination in a job in Ohio because she is heterosexual, passed over for promotion, and demoted in favor of gay people. CBS legal analyst Jan Crawford has more on that case.
She was arguing in court that that wasn't fair, that discrimination is discrimination, whether you're black or white, gay or straight. Now, the state of Ohio, they seem to kind of agree with that, and so did most all the justices. So I think this is going to be a pretty straightforward opinion when we get it.
The Supreme Court ruling will be on whether her reverse discrimination case can go forward and will not be a ruling specifically on its merits. Details of the Trump administration's new policy regarding transgender people serving in the military show it plans to begin removing them from service within 30 days.
The government files the official Pentagon guidance for transgender service members as part of a court case in which some soldiers are suing to block the implementation of President Trump's executive order restricting transgender military service and recruitment. Soldiers can receive waivers on a case-by-case basis, provided there is a compelling government interest in retaining the service member that directly supports war-fighting capabilities. Otherwise, they are being processed for administrative separation. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
President Zelensky of Ukraine will soon be on his way to Washington to meet with President